is out and about. Let's find out what he's hearing from people in Cleckheaton.
Yes, good morning, Nick, and welcome back to Cleckheaton. The Bradford Road car park, looking out over the other edge of town. It's a very rural area, actually, with green fields. We've got farmers and livestock just on the edge of Cleckheaton here. As the sun beats down, and in front of me is Keith. He's a local man. He's lived in Cleckheaton all his life, looking like a film star in his dark glasses and his open-neck shirt. And first of all, Keith, I owe you some thanks, because I was sitting outside Cleckheaton Library earlier in those beautiful gardens on some benches, and you were involved in those benches. Tell us a story.
Well, Cleckheaton Rotary Club decided for the Queen's Jubilee to donate. There used to be some benches there, which the Rotary Club donated a long, long time ago, which had disappeared, and so they donated three benches for people to sit on in the sun and enjoy the local environment up there.
Now, doesn't that just add to the setting of that library? I've never seen one so spectacular. Yeah. It's like a mansion, isn't it? And you, as a local man, how proud are you of that library?
I'm very proud of it, and I think that the Mowat family who gave it to the area give us a great building, which, well, you've got to look at it to see how nice it is.
Well, it is, and people, if they want to see a picture, they can look on the at BBC Leeds Twitter feed, and it's there. So given that then, Keith, this idea to cut the library budget drastically in Kirklees, and also we're hearing earlier from Councillor Kath Pinnock, there is a possibility, she's heard, of the services being moved from the library down the road into the town hall. What are your thoughts?
I think it's absolutely ridiculous. As I said earlier, Huddersfield, I don't think, will be having any great upheaval with the library system. They just seem to pick on the outlying districts, the poor relations of Kirklees, Batley, Dewsbury, Cleckheaton, Heckman Wyke, and Huddersfield just seem to get the any money that they require, no problem. The rest of the areas, no.
Well, if it comes down to brass tacks, what the council is saying is we're in a time of austerity, they have to save the money. Is there any alternative way you could think of that could save it, Keith?
Tricky question is that, because there's all sorts you can talk about. Whether you can do a great deal about it is another matter. I mean, the state of the roads and everything else, I mean, I know what it's like, austerity, so it is a difficult question, but I think that they could look at not having the libraries open quite as long, cutting the hours back a bit, looking at volunteer service people to help, which has happened in some parts.
Interesting ideas, Keith. Thank you very much for stopping this morning, talking about the library. And thanks again for the benches. I did enjoy sitting there earlier. So, Nick, thoughts of Keith? He's come up with some other ideas. Perhaps Kirklees Council will consider those when the consultation starts in the autumn. But message loud and clear, he does not want that library to shut and the service to be moved down here to the town hall. And he's not the only person that said that to me so far this morning.
Thanks very much, Richard Edwards. Richard, you forgot to tell me your greatest sporting moment.
Right, well, I did ponder this, and so, on Sunday, I slogged away my way around the Leeds 10K in that baking humidity in 48 minutes. I was quite proud of that, but that doesn't top the moment when I was 8 years old, I won my first ever event at St Bede School Sports Day up in Stockton-on-Tees. I'd been desperate to get a rosette, and I won the potato and spoon race.
What
and
you?
The feeling of pride, I can still feel it now, Nick.
The potato and spoon, there we go, our very own Richard Edwards, and his potato and spoon out on the streets of Cleckheaton. We're talking about libraries this morning. Is it time to give up on them? I must tell you, on Twitter, are you listening, Producer Layla? Producer Layla, will you listen to me? She's not listening to me. Hang on. Producer Layla, listen to me. I'm being followed on Twitter by someone called the Library Campaign. I've clearly upset important people out there. I'm a bit worried about what's going to happen. They're not going to be waiting outside, are they? I'm just asking the question, is it time to give up on libraries? 81333, put Leeds at the start of your message when you want to abuse me. John Popham is a technology expert from Huddersfield. Let's get his take on libraries. John, welcome to the show.
Morning, Nick.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank
good,
you.
Good, good.
In Huddersfield, where we're keeping our libraries, apparently.
You are keeping your libraries, although you come on the Kirklees Council, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, they're cutting the library's budget in half, possibly, from 6.3 to 2.8. Good idea, bad idea?
It's an idea, and I think it's probably inevitable given the current circumstances. Personally, you know, it's up to the council to decide what its priorities are. I have a small part in that. I have a vote once every 4 years. But, you know, there's a lot of different priorities these days with austerity and all this. Personally, I think libraries still play an important role, even in the role of new technology, because actually they give people access to technology. We run away with the idea that everybody's online these days, mm-hmm. but still... close to 20% of the population is not online, and a lot of those people can still access the internet through their local library, and hopefully it's free, and they can get the librarians to help them,
okay,
guide them online.
I was talking to Gareth a little while ago, and he said that absolutely people go to libraries to use the internet, but actually we need to get away from the idea that it's called a library. Let's just build somewhere, I guess, just make it an internet hub where people can go and use the internet for free. That way you don't need the books, you probably don't need as much space. Would that not be a solution to what you're suggesting?
Possibly. I've heard there's still people who love books. Mm-hmm. I quite like a good book, you know. Nothing like the feel of a good book, is there? But, you know, I think it's wrong to think that libraries have not moved on, because they, you know, these days you can certainly from some libraries you can rent electronic books to put on your e-reader. You can download music and all that sort of stuff. I mean, libraries very often have moved on, and they're quite good, I think. You know, librarians themselves have been really good throughout the years, helping people get access to information. The source of that information changes in the modern age, but I think a lot of people still need guiding through that process of getting into information, and librarians can do that, and libraries are good places. I mean, you know, whether we call them libraries or not, I don't know. I mean, you know, libraries is a good term. We've mm-hmm. lived with it for all these years, so I'd be reluctant to use it. But if you want to call it something else to reflect its changing role, then maybe we need to find a new name.
The point is, call them what you want, but we still need them, is the point. John, great to speak to you this morning. That's John Popham, technology expert from Huddersfield. Keep calling and texting. We'll come back to this topic later. We've obviously got